This is DW News live from Berlin. Tonight, is it the end of the rainbow? European football's governing body UEFA blocks plans to light Munich's arena in rainbow colors for Germany's match against Hungary. UEFA rejecting the show of solidarity with Hungary's LGBT community because of the message's political context. Also coming up tonight, should the crime of environmental destruction be on par with genocide? Activists say fines are no longer enough and that perpetrators should end up behind bars. And it's being called Germany's biggest post-war fraud scandal, the Wirecard fiasco. It was exposed last year. Now a parliamentary committee is severely criticizing the chancellor's government for failing to stop the global scam. I'm Brent Goff. It's good to have you with us. We begin with European soccer and the rainbow. European football's governing body, UEFA, has refused a request to light up Munich's stadium with rainbow colors Wednesday when Germany take on Hungary. The rainbow colors have to do with protests against legislation passed in Hungary last week that bans the sharing with children of material portraying homosexuality and gender transition. UEFA refused the request to illuminate the arena because of what it called its political context.
Pictures of the Allianz Arena from January, decked out in rainbow colours in memory of the gay men and women killed in the Holocaust. This week, Munich's mayor wrote a letter to UEFA asking to use the same colour scheme as a statement against homophobia and transphobia when Hungary come to play Germany. But UEFA said it was declining the request because it would be a political message to protest a new Hungarian law that rights groups have described as anti-LGBT discrimination. The decision has provoked outrage in Munich. It is shameful that UEFA forbids us here in Munich from sending a signal for cosmopolitanism, for tolerance, for respect, and for solidarity with the LGBTIQ community. The head of the German Parliament's Sports Committee has also weighed in. In an interview with DW, she accused UEFA of having noble goals on paper, but no intention of standing up for those values in practice.
I think the city of Munich really offered a great opportunity to fight against discrimination. I would say in my eyes, UEFA really does not show ambition to stand up for equality. They just claim it.
UEFA has suggested alternative dates for the rainbow colours in the later rounds of the tournament, when Hungary, who are last in their group, are unlikely to be playing.
All right, for more now, we want to bring in DW's Felix Tomsud. He's in Cologne. It's good to see you, Felix. So is this what we just heard? Is this a case of UEFA saying one thing but doing another when it comes to the values of inclusivity?
If you consider people's reactions to UEFA's action, most certainly, yes. UEFA has just about two years ago, UEFA has used its official Twitter account to come out against homophobia and against discrimination against the LGBTQ community, saying that some don't feel welcome in football. It would beg the question, if they don't feel welcome in football, where does it come from? And if you take a decision which is very clearly, say, putting a sign in favor of the LGBT community and takes it to the back seat instead of showing it on the biggest stage possible, then it would beg the question, what are UEFA's values when push comes to shove and not when it's all rosy? That's what people are asking online mostly and here in Germany as well.
There's been a lot of talk today that UEFA is trying to preserve its relationship with Hungary, with the government of Hungary. Is that the case?
Many people argue so. It needs to be said that Hungary has been UEFA's go-to country for circumventing COVID restrictions. We all remember that last March, both legs of the tie, of the Champions League tie, last 16 tie between RB Leipzig and Liverpool were played in Budapest to circumvent the German government's quarantine restrictions. So UEFA basically has an interest of keeping Hungary sweet, if you will, in the case the COVID pandemic goes on, which seems to be the case nowadays, mostly in the UK going forward. The more this pandemic goes on, the more UEFA has an interest of keeping this relationship going. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've heard also, Felix, a lot about Hungarian fans during this tournament. I mean, are there concerns about their behavior tomorrow in Munich if the rainbow colored lights actually appear?
It needs to be said, we're talking about, according to the Munich police, we're talking about 2,000 fans who are expected to travel from Hungary. Some of them, according to Munich's police, are being labeled as problematic. We don't know how they're going to react in practice. Their numbers are going to be significantly smaller than the one we've seen in Budapest, of course, where the stadiums were full. But police is basically getting ready for all scenarios, according to their statement from earlier on today.
All right, let's look into the future here. We know that UEFA is still planning on London to be the location for the semifinal and the finals of the Euro 2020 championships. That's despite the Delta variant. That's the stand tonight. Could that change? And if so, what would it look like?
It could definitely change. We've already seen several European leaders speaking against hosting the semifinals and the finals in London. Italy's PM Angela Merkel, Germany Chancellor Emmanuel Macron, France's leader has spoken out and demanded more carefulness in the planning of the games. Budapest is again being touted as a candidate to hosting the games, as we've discussed previously, according to AFP. So it's definitely bound to change. I certainly think this discussion is far from being over.
All right. Philip Tamsud from DW Sports, thank you. And in today's Euro 2020 matches, England snatched their second win of the tournament against the Czech Republic to confirm their qualification to the round of 16. Raheem Sterling was on the mark for England. He scored early on to give his team a 1-0 win and three valuable points. In the other match, Croatia won 3-1 against Scotland. Luka Modric scored the best of the goals as Croatia guaranteed their seat in the next round. All right, let's take a look at the table then as Group D comes to a close. England finish top of the group, and the Three Lions still haven't conceded a goal at the tournament. Croatia finished second to secure their passage, and the Czech Republic also qualify as one of the best third-place teams. Scotland are bowing out. All right, here's a look now at some of the other stories that are making headlines around the world. Iran's president-elect Ebrahim Raisi has delivered his first public speech since his election victory. He says a rapid coronavirus vaccination campaign will be his government's immediate concern from day one. More than 83,000 Iranians have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Protesters in Myanmar have taken to the streets in support of the People's Defense Force, a group supporting ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Since the army seized power on February 1st, communities have been taking up arms to defend themselves against military violence. More than 800 civilians have been killed since the coup. We're now to the growing movement to put acts of environmental destruction on par with war crimes and genocide. An increasing number of activists, lawyers, and politicians want what they are calling ecocide to be punishable by the International Criminal Court. They say making this a crime would deter companies and governments from harming the environment. Instead of paying fines and compensation, perpetrators would face arrest, prosecution, and imprisonment. Earlier, we spoke to Marie Toussaint, a member of the Green Group in the European Parliament and an advocate for criminalizing ecocide, and we asked her what difference a change in the law would make.
Well, we need to change the law. We need to recognize the ecocide crime. This is what we are working on with a lot of members of parliament and civil society movement for a few years now. Why is that? It's because we see this acceleration of the destruction of the planet that is currently going on, and we need to stop that. There is a large impunity of both corporate leaders and heads of state leaders. One of the examples, the most famous, is, of course, Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil, who are leading activities that are leading to the destruction of the planet. This is why we need urgently a new law to condemn those crimes in order to prevent them from happening. And this is real urgent if you want to save the climate.
And that was Marie Toussaint speaking with us earlier. Last year, the German payment processing company Wirecard filed for insolvency after admitting to fabricating sales figures and misrepresenting nearly 2 billion euros in assets. Now the German Parliament's Committee of Inquiry into the scandal has presented its final report. The committee examined whether the federal government and supervisory authorities failed to take action over obvious wrongdoing by Wirecard executives. Critics say the report may present more questions than answers.
This man's future was a key question facing the committee. Many across Germany's political divide lay some blame for the Wirecard scandal at the door of Finance Minister Olaf Scholz. His ministry monitored the work of BaFin, which, according to the committee's final report, looked the other way when it came to Wirecard.
There are very clear abuses here. And of course, he is primarily responsible. And he must face up to it. In my opinion, we often got too much of a backseat in the public and political discussion. We had a team of DAX board members who obviously acted with criminal energy. And of course, that makes the situation difficult to supervise.
Wirecard was a service provider for online payments. It was seen as an innovative German company, but its sales figures were not real. In the end, a 1.9 billion euro hole emerged in its balance sheet shortly after it filed for bankruptcy. There had been warning signs for a long time. The media reported inconsistencies. But year after year, the auditors EY gave the firm the green light. BaFin did not investigate allegations of wrongdoing.
The fraudsters were well organized, but not perfectly organized. And there were weaknesses, for example, in the way they falsified documents. You could have seen that.
Former Wirecard boss Markus Braun is now in custody, and former COO Jan Marsalek is on the run. More than 22 billion euros of market value was destroyed by the fraudsters because the share price crashed after the scandal came to light. Investors paid a heavy price.
In Cambodia, like in so many places, pandemic restrictions have brought travel to a standstill. And with cases surging now in many parts of Asia, the borders have generally been closed and travel off limits. But one transport company has found a way to offer travel addicts a taste of what they are missing.
What looks like a grand adventure is actually a journey to nowhere. This train is not leaving the station, but Instagrammers can still rack up their likes by just staying put on Cambodia's Royal Railway. When we come out to take pictures and have coffee, it helps reduce my stress because during this pandemic, I stay home most of the time and there was a lockdown, so it's really stressful. Train travel has largely ground to a halt in Cambodia's capital city due to coronavirus lockdowns. But when restrictions relax, Phnom Penh's new train cafe is a favored backdrop to come and strike a pose. Selfie takers can then relax inside with an iced coffee and more screen time. After life under lockdown, the cafe owner says customers just want an escape, even if the scenery stays the same. We converted a passenger carriage into the train cafe. We didn't make a lot of changes to it so that its original look wouldn't disappear. Because when guests come into the train cafe, they can have the same feeling, like drinking, while they're riding a train. And for this taste of adventure, you don't need a ticket. All you need is attitude.
Well, you're up to date for now. Next up, all aboard with Business News with Janelle. She will be right back. Stick around.